Now, as we heard in the business headlines a few minutes ago, a conference being held in UCC today on trends in the food and drink industry will hear about the enormous strains being put on producers by global political unrest and climate change. A survey carried out in conjunction with the conference suggests that while 60% of Irish consumers would like their food to be produced in a more sustainable way, just 30% are prepared to pay a higher price. Thea Hennessy is Professor of Agri-Food Economics at UCC, and she joins us now on the line. Thanks for talking to us this morning. I suppose given the level of food price inflation over the past couple of years, it's perhaps no surprise that only a minority of consumers are willing to pay more.
Good morning, Rachel. That's right. The report we launched today at our Food and Finance Beverage Summit really shows that there is pressure coming on food and beverage companies to produce their products more sustainably, but there's really, I suppose, a lack of willingness on the part of consumers to pay for those additional costs. And I think the experience over the last 12 to 18 months of a high food price inflationary period has really shown us that food price inflation is really a very contentious issue for consumers and for governments as well.
When you say more sustainable production, what do you mean?
So there's a number of regulatory developments coming down the track that will affect food and beverage companies. They need to report on their environmental standards, which would include their carbon footprint, social issues such as human rights in the supply chain, governance issues such as anti-corruption and anti-bribery practices. So they need to report on those right across their supply chain. So if they're sourcing products from other continents, they need to have all that information and to prove that. And that's putting additional pressure on them to collect that data and to ensure that all those standards are being upheld.
Your report this morning is on the future of the food and drink industry. Is the food industry likely to be disrupted in a significant way by the rise of drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy?
Yes, that we are seeing that is likely to have an effect. I suppose the prevalence and effectiveness of obesity drugs now is impacting on the demand for high sugar, high calorific snacks. And we do see some companies starting to move their portfolio and shift their investment away from those types of products. In general, I suppose there's a turning of the tide against ultra processed food as well. So we see more investment going into health type products and what we call preventive nutrition, people really eating food products to improve their health and to offset potential diseases.
I was struck by one of the findings in the report prepared for this conference. You say ultra-processed foods make up 35% of our diet. How do you define ultra-processed food?
So that's really food that have a very large number of ingredients going into them and that are processed at a very high level. So that would be all of our convenience foods, our snacks, our, you know, highly processed food, really.
Mm-hmm. 35%, it might sound high, but it's actually quite a bit lower than the UK and the United States.
That's right. What we see is that those rates are much higher within the UK and United States. And I suppose we are seeing that potentially things like the obesity drugs can impact on that demand over time as appetites get depressed by patients that are in receipt of those types of medication.
Thea Hennessy, Professor of Agri-Food Economics at UCC. Thank you for talking to us this morning.